This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Pin Chasers, celebrating their 60th anniversary in the Tampa Bay area. Three locations, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills, 4847 North Armenian Midtown, Tampa, 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, just east of the Veterans Expressway, and just north of the tip of the landing strip at Tampa International Airport. Thank you, Anthony Peroni, for all you do in supporting my podcast. And for all the free bowling you give to my golfers at Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments, virtually everybody gets a free certificate to go bowling at any of the three Pin Chasers locations when they play in one of my events. And at the last event, Tim from Eastlake Woodlands Country Club walked away with an entire basket that included a new bowling ball and an all-inclusive party for, I think, up to 10 or 12 people. And Tim was happy to get that. I am even going to take some of my new friends that I'm now working with at the Identity Tampa Bay on the What Are the Odds webcast out to Pin Chasers for some holiday shenanigans in a couple of weeks. Speaking of the holidays, that's a pretty good idea when it comes to where do we go for a group or just to do something fun over the holidays. Because remember, Pin Chasers is open 7 days a week, and you can find out more about them by following them on Facebook or by going to pinchasers.net. Thank you, Anthony Peroni. Happy birthday goes out to Daniel Shipman, who I claim is one of the most organized and detail-oriented people that I know. And I've been dealing with him for a year now with Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Daniel Shipman runs Full Torque Fitness in Largo, Florida, and he has me ask you three simple questions about your golf game. One, do you get tired playing golf? Two, does your back hurt playing golf? Three, when you swing the golf club, do you feel like your hips aren't working properly? If you answer yes to any or all of the three, Daniel thinks he can help you. It's called a Titleist Performance Institute screen. It helps identify your limitations, and then Daniel can put together something to help reduce or remove them so you don't answer no to those three questions. Again, happy birthday, Daniel. You've helped a lot of people, and not just in golf. If you are involved with other levels of fitness and are looking for professional training, Daniel Shipman can probably help you as well. FullTorqueFitness.com, FullTorqueFitness.com. He'll be out at Todd Wright Tour 22 on December 14th at West Chase Golf Club, as he is at all my golf tournaments, offering complimentary stretching before everyone goes out and plays 18 holes. So if you're playing in any of my tournaments and you just want to ask him a few simple questions to get to know him a little bit and see if he can help you, play in one of my tournaments and you can talk to him. He's there, offering complimentary stretching, and he'll answer your questions free of charge. FullTorqueFitness.com, FullTorqueFitness.com, 727-351-5164. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. I'm going to bring up a Thanksgiving topic here in a moment, because the more I've thought about it, the more I'm like, yeah, I want to bring this up on the Toddcast. Some of you have been asking me via social media or email or text, those of you that have my phone number, if you can get in the next golf tournament, the Holiday Spectacular, Todd Wright Tour XXII. Nope. We sold out in 99 hours. I do have a wait list, but if you would like information on future golf tournaments and to potentially be on the pre-sale list, which prevents you from being shut out and being told we are sold out, all you have to do is reach out to me. You can follow me on Instagram, at ToddWright2019. Follow me on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I do have a Twitter account, but I don't use it that much. So don't ask me questions there. You can follow me there if you want, but I'm not active there. They put that up on the screen every time I'm up on Bay News 9. I've asked them if they're going to change it, and they're like, nah, we do that for everybody. Okay. Or you can just email me, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. We will be doing a special Secret Santa at Todd Wright Tour 22. And while it is optional, from what I'm hearing from a number of my players, is people really are getting creative in a good way and a clean way with the gifts they are going to put under the tree. And the way Todd Wright Tour Secret Santa works is if your gift gets chosen early, your name is on it as the gift giver. You get to come up and then pick from all the remaining gifts. So the better gift you give, the better gift you will get. And there's no swapping. We're not going to do any of that while we feast on Chef Daniel's holiday food that he's offering. I always feed my golfers well. So yeah, if you want info on future Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, I'm already basically booked through 2020. Now, I haven't put the events on sale yet, but in terms of hosting tournaments, the Todd Wright Tour Championship is going to be at the Copperhead Course. You know, some soon-to-be fired Monday Night Football analysts charge $1,100 or more for a foursome for events he hosts at Copperhead. I'm going to charge you $99 a player to play Copperhead. Yeah, because I know what I'm doing with golf tournaments, and much like anything he does, he doesn't know what he's doing. So if you'd like info on future Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, Good versus Evil Chapter 4 is coming up on Super Bowl Saturday. We go back to Black Diamond in April. We're playing Copperhead, the Todd Wright Tour Championship there, which will also be Todd Wright Tour 25. We have our NFL-themed event every September where you pick games against the spread to help your golf tournament score. The calendar is there. The events are a lot of work for me, but the reward is how much people enjoy them. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. So Thanksgiving, speaking of golf, Justin Thomas, one of the better golfers on the planet these days, a major winner, likely will win more majors in his future. He threw something up on social media around Thanksgiving, and I didn't see it get a ton of mainstream attention. Perhaps some of you have heard about this, but the more I thought about it, the more I am thinking about it. Basically, Justin Thomas, and Justin can be kind of a dick. I don't know him personally, but he seems like he can be kind of a dick. Now, I've always said most men fall into one of three categories: douchebags, deadbeats, or dicks. I can be a dick, but I'm only going to be a dick when provoked, or if someone that I care about is treated badly by a douchebag, a dirtbag, or a dick, then I will be the bigger dick in defense of someone. Justin clearly isn't a deadbeat. I don't think he's a douchebag, but yeah, he can be a dick. So he even made this comment. He said, "Thanksgiving dinner is overrated. If it was that good, we'd want it more often." And then he basically said, "Bring it," knowing he'd get a lot of people disagreeing with him. I'm not agreeing with him, but I'm not disagreeing with him. I get it. So I thought about it. Probably more than any other meal of the year, it's a ton of work. Now, I don't do any cooking, but I know how much work goes into a Thanksgiving meal, and it's not just the preparation of the bird. As I famously said to one of the best men I've ever worked with, the great David Stein out of Atlanta, Georgia, Thanksgiving to me is all about the sides. That defines the Thanksgiving meal. I eat a lot of turkey. Do I eat a lot of carved turkey? No, I don't. But I'm always up for a turkey sandwich. I can make it myself. I can get it out at various sandwich shops or Publix or wherever. That's not unique. The carved bird, when cooked right, is very good. But to me, the sides, and some would say the dessert, in addition to, I know, the family, and remember, all my family is dead. I'm fortunate I spend Thanksgiving with a friend's family. So I at least have something to do. And they cook a lot of food. And it was wonderful, thanks to the DePompos. But we don't seem to go out of our way to have that meal again. Is it because we only want to put the work in once? Or is there more to it? That, yeah, it's a lot. It just feels like an occasion. I think he has a point. Again, I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm not going to shoot it down immediately either. So I'm just thinking about some of the things that I had at the DePompo household. Okay, so in addition to the turkey. Now, they had three different types of desserts. I'm not much of a dessert person, so I didn't partake. So there was the stuffing, right? And it's not like stuffing is something that many of us enjoy with other meals. It's not something that is commonly on menus when you dine out. Okay, so in that case, Justin has a point there. Mashed potatoes, that was actually the one thing that I told the family. I said, I don't really need those because I eat mashed potatoes a lot. I actually do because I try to avoid French fries. I'll always take mashed potatoes instead of fries. Mac and cheese, I know, is a popular item, side item. If it isn't in your household, just know it is in a lot of other households. I like mac and cheese. It is something that I have otherwise. But when you mix in the sweet potato casserole, the stuffing, the green bean casserole, I love green beans, but rarely do I have green bean casserole. Is it the work? Is it the indulgence or what have you? I'm just saying, I think Justin Thomas has more of a point than it looked like on the surface. And while I could probably make the case that, yeah, I would like that meal multiple times a year, I'm certainly not equipped to put in the work to do it. Restaurants probably don't feel they'd sell it enough to offer it on a regular basis. It kind of has the reputation of being something you do one time. Now, a Christmas dinner often has a similar feel, but the main course is different. I would imagine the side items are less in quantity. An Easter dinner, I think, falls into that category as well. But the Thanksgiving dinner is well established for Thanksgiving. There's something to be said for it as a tradition. But I think there's a lot of reasons why people don't have it more often. And I think the work that goes into it, because think about how much work goes into a Thanksgiving dinner. And then in many cases you have, it's one of those meals, right, where you're surrounded by more people than you normally are. So, and you still have all these leftovers. So to do it for just two people or just four people doesn't seem sensible. All I'm saying is, Justin Thomas, I think it's one hell of a talking point, and I'd love for you to bring this up again in advance of Thanksgiving next year, and I'd like it to be more of a hotter topic and get a lot of other people's opinions on it. One other thing I wanted to bring up in this podcast was the NFL Network and the NFL in general are making a big deal out of this top 100 players of all time in this, the 100th year of the National Football League. Within the last week, the roughly one-fourth or exactly one-fourth of the team was announced, and it's basically defensive front seven players. And from a Tampa Bay standpoint, Derek Brooks was in studio as part of the show, and he openly said he was stunned to find out that his teammate Warren Sapp was not named to the top 100. Now, to clarify, and this is an important point here, Brooks is not the only Buccaneer on the top 100 list. While I claim the best player to ever wear a Buccaneer uniform was Steve Young, Derek Brooks and Leroy Selman, posthumously, honored in the top 100. Like Derek Brooks, Leroy Selman also in the Hall of Fame. Yes, Warren Sapp is in the Hall of Fame. But the top 100 is actually more exclusive than the Hall of Fame. This is what's interesting to me. The Hall of Fame has 326 members. 326. So to make the top 100, you've got a less than 1 in 3 shot of being named, even if you are a Hall of Famer. So we go from 326 basically to 100. So just because you're a Hall of Famer doesn't mean you're one of the top 100 of all time. I don't disagree with Derek Brooks, and I certainly don't disagree with Leroy Selman. And while Derek has a lot of good intentions and a good heart, him talking up Warren Sapp and even going as far to say, I wish I could have split my half with Warren. Be careful, Derek, because you got in as a linebacker and Mike Singletary didn't. Derek Thomas didn't. And as far as defensive linemen, Michael Strahan didn't. Just to give you an example of some that didn't get in other than your teammate in Warren Sapp. I am reminded earlier this year when Warren Sapp spoke out against a guy that he got along with previously in Gerald McCoy, when Gerald McCoy was not thrilled with how things went down in Tampa Bay, including the Buccaneers quickly reissuing his number when they signed Ndamukong Suh. The feeling that Bruce Arians wanted a different attitude, and Suh embodied that attitude that McCoy didn't have. And Sapp seemed to side with Arians and Suh and either implied or directly said, McCoy won nothing while he was in Tampa Bay, and nice guys finished last. Well, in the case of Leroy Selman being on the top 100 list from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Warren Sapp not being on that list, that just shows that Warren's line of thinking is bullshit. Leroy Selman never reached a Super Bowl while playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he did a lot of losing. But he did a lot of good. He carried himself wonderfully. There's a statue of him in the city of Tampa. He started the football program at USF. And I know for a fact, as one of his best customers for the years of the original Leroy Selman's restaurant, walking distance from where I currently do this podcast in the condo that I own, when Leroy Selman was in his restaurant, even when he was with family or others, he took time for anyone that approached him to say hi, take a picture, anything, and made them feel as if they were the most important person at that moment. And I think most of you in Tampa Bay know, you never hear that story about Warren Sapp. And I'll leave out of it the things that Warren has done when approached by fans of his in Tampa Bay. But let's just say, in this case, the nice guy got what he deserved, Leroy Selman being named to the team over Warren Sapp. That's appropriate to me. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers, 3 locations in the Tampa Bay area. Visit pinchasers.net. Follow them on Facebook for all their specials. Full Torque Fitness, Daniel Shipman, happy birthday to you. Daniel Shipman would love to help you feel better about playing the game of golf, putting you through a Titleist Performance Institute screen. If you cannot afford one-on-one individualized training, he can offer you small group training as well. Visit fulltorquefitness.com. They are in Largo, Florida, or call 727-351-5164. Please tell Daniel that Todd Wright sent you. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, and we'll talk to you next time.